This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
I'm John Batzel with Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. Destina Kontick is here to help us understand our story that Malcolm tells me is vivid but not much reported until now. The setup: properties once owned by religious foundations in Turkey of Armenian, Greek, and Jewish communities were seized as part of discriminating state policies in the past 100 years since the end of the Ottoman Empire. The properties, ranging from historical buildings and churches to schools, were mostly sold to third parties by the treasury after their confiscation. Justice denied. Malcolm, you have a question for our guest.
Yes, it's really a pleasure to have Ms. Kontick here. I have the pleasure of meeting them. And it is an untold story that is ongoing and of considerable significance. So first, perhaps, Destina, you could give us the historical background. What was Turkey's policy that led to the confiscation of the property of the minority communities?
Thank you so much for having me. And I just wanted to start off with saying that it's all has its roots under the Lausanne Peace Treaty. This treaty entered into force in 1924. And with this, all non-Muslims were accepted as minorities. And this status is actually applicable to all non-Muslim minorities in Turkey. And starting from at the end of the Ottoman Empire, through judicial, administrative, and some accidental means, a lot of their properties, individuals and foundations, lost a lot of their properties. And as we know, as of today, there are 167 minority foundations in Turkey. There are Greek, Armenian, Jewish, Austrian, Chaldean, Bulgarian, Georgian, and Maronite. And in minority foundations, they represent a community within Turkey. So they have an enormous effect and importance as they did in Ottoman Empire, which they would represent their people and they would help the community to stand on its 2 feet. And legally, there has been so many different ways of confiscation. It could sometimes be that it was claimed that the properties were not owned by anyone, even though it was actually owned by the foundations. Sometimes the foundations could not register their properties in their name, so they would register them in the name of the rabbis they had, or Virgin Mary or Jesus, so they would actually be able to use the properties without having them officially in their names. And after they were confiscated, some of them are still in the name of the state. It's either the treasury, general the directorate of foundations, or municipalities, and so forth. But some of the properties are actually sold to third parties. And with the laws that were enacted since 2002 with the EU harmonization in Turkey, now we are able to get restitution for all foundations and all individuals. For restitution, what I mean is that if the property is in the name of the state, Turkish government, then you can get the property itself back. But if not, and if it's sold to other third parties, then you get the compensation paid for it.
Do the diaspora communities have a say in this? Sorry. The Turkish thing? Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they are the individuals that they lost properties also during this 100 years of period. And it's the first time that actually there's a law enacted to help them find their properties back and have a claim on them.
Destina, the president of Turkey, as you well know, Mr. Erdogan, is a strong Islamist and extremely aggressive. Over the years, Malcolm has dealt with him, and he's on and off for being a bully and intolerant. Right now, he's making nice to everyone in the region, perhaps because of the trouble in the Black Sea. Is this a good time to recover these properties? Is the Turkish government suddenly being compliant with its borrowing these properties?
I think it has never been this good. It's been 100 years that nothing was done in this area, and it is the first time we ever actually had a law written in black and white stating that minorities can claim their properties back.
Very good. Malcolm, these are the good days then. That connects, Malcolm, with what you've said, is that Erdogan is on a campaign to improve his image.
It certainly would fit into it. And what are the amounts of money that we're talking about with the value of these properties, so people have a better picture? This is not just a minor gesture on the part of the Turkish government.
Well, it's as we have talked, it's a lot of money. I'm not sure if I should mention the numbers, but it would mean that the minorities, all of the minorities in Turkey, would actually be back in their glorious days.
So it's bigger than a bread box, Malcolm. That's the answer. Okay.
And it will give him self-sufficiency in many areas for these communities, again, which is very important. And do you see this? This isn't widely known. Are you now making attempts to raise the awareness about this whole initiative?
Yes. We never did any advertising or, you know, made any statements about this, but it has been a long time coming, and it's been almost 20 years now that things started to change, and we actually have really good results from the judiciary system, that we have a lot of cases ending in our favor, and if not, we have 3 cases before the European Court of Human Rights for the foundation. So there's no giving up. And it's time for the minorities to shine.
Where's the court, Destina? What court is it before?
Oh, there are 3 cases that we have before the European Court of Human Rights.
And also the puzzle here, are the records in good shape? Are people still alive, or their memory of these events anywhere? Or is there documentation in Ankara that is helpful?
Well, the documents are everywhere, and they're in actually good shape. So for foundations, they actually have official lists of properties that we can go through and find. For individuals, we need them to come up and say that we are the heir to this family and they owned these properties. And from then on, we can go back to as far as the Ottoman Empire, maybe even before, the start or the middle of Ottoman Empire, and come all the way to this day and see the whole property history and the family history.
You're like an archaeologist, Destina. That's what you're...
Exactly. Within the documents, yeah.
Malcolm, we have a little more than a minute. Go ahead.
I just want to ask you, are there actual examples of physical property being restored? I mean, I assume people are using these properties since they were confiscated. Are you actually seeing the restoration of those properties, or are alternative properties being offered?
Oh, of course. So we have a lot of cases that have ended since 2002, and we have, you know, official deeds in either people's name or in foundation's name, and the people who have regained their property are now reusing it in the favor of their community. And if compensation is to be paid, we saw it with our own eyes that the money is in their bank accounts, and no, it's no escrow, it's nothing, it's in their bank accounts, free of everything. And if somehow you get a settlement with the state, you can either get another property with the same value of your property used to be.
Destina Kantik is a Turkish-Armenian attorney. She is helping us understand a fresh story to restore the damage that was done by the Great War 100 years ago. Never too late. Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No